Now we dip into the Max Ferguson Show for a satirical sketch on one of the week's news stories, which was headlined this way.
Advocates of just society insensitive to social problems, Stanfield tells House.
Mr. Stanfield was opening the Leaders' Day debate on the speech from the throne, and he formally moved non-confidence in the government, charging that it had failed to define and implement the just society.
Mr. Trudeau dismissed the criticism, saying it's the nature of the opposition to oppose, and adding the comment that the opposition leader would have objected even if the throne speech had been written by the Holy Ghost.
Mr. Prime Minister, there's still time. There's still time to dismiss the press. I just wish you wouldn't go through with this.
Well, it would be most unreasonable to turn upon these gentlemen of the press after they've been good enough to turn up here and say that the press conference has been canceled. I really couldn't bring it upon myself to do that.
Well, Mr. Prime Minister, this plan of yours is... Well, I hate to use the word, sir, but it's Machiavellian.
Oh, well, I think that is a little harsh. I would say it is expeditious or pragmatic, but hardly Machiavellian. In this current session of the House, I face an endless round of occasions where whenever I open my mouth to say anything on the floor of the House, Mr. Stanfield, and mind you, he's just doing his job as leader of the opposition, but it does become a little aggravating to know that no matter what you say, he's going to oppose it, and I just wanted to clear the air, so to speak, and settle this once and for all. And I don't know whether it's a good idea. I know, Mr. Stanfield has his rights, and I think it's... Oh, please, we've been all over this, and I'm just going to invite him here this morning in front of the press to oh, yes, come in, please. Oh, Mr. Stanfield, all right, just come over here, please. I think you know most of the gentlemen of the press. Are there any... Gentlemen, I would appreciate it if we could have a little... Thank you very much. Are there any gentlemen of the press? I imagine you know most of them. I was wondering if you'd like to be introduced to any. We'll wait and see you. Well, Mr. Stanfield, in keeping with our desire in this new session of Parliament to try to establish a cooperation, a feeling of almost, if you will, camaraderie, as opposed to the rancor of the last House, I wanted to let you see the changes that I have made here in our proposed amendments to the criminal code. I've done some serious thinking, and there are a few revisions here that I thought it would be only fair to let you see in advance of springing them on you when they come up on the floor of the House.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
If you'd like to, just a few of them here, and read them over, and give us your candid opinion, then you may speak as frankly as you wish.
I will.
Have you any feelings about these proposed changes to the criminal code, Mr. Stanfield?
Well, of course, right off the top, the prose is quite plodding and pedestrian. It's certainly no flash of inspiration here.
But as far as the content goes, do you agree with these proposed changes?
Well, it's a bit of a letdown. We keep looking for this exciting new attitude of the government. And I see here, for example, it doesn't seem to have much bearing on a just society. I don't know. It seems to make a hollow mockery of freedom of choice.
To what are you referring, Mr. Stanfield?
Well, there must be a lot of Canadians who had a rather miserable childhood, perhaps a mother who drank, a father who deserted them, and I don't think you're being very fair to these Canadians when you come up with a line like this.
What line is that, Mr. Stanfield?
Well, this business here about honor thy father and thy mother. I think, here's another one here. I think if you're so hopped up about a just society, you liberals, you should recognize that artistic people have the same rights as others.
What is that you're referring to, Mr. Stanfield?
Well, this bit here, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. I mean, where does that leave sculptors?
Is there anything else you object to, Mr. Stanfield?
Well, it's It's riddled with the same vacillation, the contradiction that has characterized the Liberal Party. Last spring you said the government had no place in the bedrooms of the nation. I see you're telling us here, what is this? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, it's the whole story all over again, a rehash. Badly written, just a rehash of all the old...